Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to welcome you to the Mesa City Council's study session for February the 5th. All of our council are present and accounted for. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review the items on the agenda for tonight's council meeting. So I'd refer you to that document. The first several items on the agenda here are welcoming people and taking action on some liquor license application and the off-track betting license that we heard more about last Thursday. And then agenda item five is various purchase contracts.
I have one question.
Yes, Mr. Freeman.
5B, that's term contract for deceased animal. Does that include small livestock? Just curious. I mean, what all do they pick up if you have a, not to be morbid or anything, do we know? Anything? It includes anything under 150?
I think that was the point, deceased animals.
Okay.
We'll check.
Porky. Okay.
We'll check, but I think
I should have known that.
That was brought up to me a couple weeks ago, and I didn't have an answer, so I do now.
So what's the answer to that question? If an animal of under 150 pounds?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, I have to call it heavy duty.
Got it. Contractor. Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. Agenda item five, additional purchase contracts.
It has to be a pet.
I know we had an update on some of these at our meeting on Thursday.
Who presented that?
Agenda item six are various resolutions. I know we talked briefly on Thursday about agenda item 6F, which is an exciting new development that is a partnership on some city-owned, involving a city-owned parking garage. Probably the more we know about this, the better. Please come forward, Jeff. It's good to have Jeff McVeigh, our Director of Downtown Innovation, and Tony Wall, and Jenny Poon, and the folks from Cahoots. Jeff, tell us a little bit more about this project. We're anxious for the public to know the details of this. This is a great project.
Sure. Mayor, Council, Jeff McVeigh, Manager of Downtown Transformation. Today is the first amendment to the development agreement that you passed back in November of last year for the grid. The grid is a really innovative project for the city. I don't want to steal too much of the thunder because Tony wants to describe that too, but this is a big deal for us. It'll be probably the largest new redevelopment in our downtown in more than 30 years. This is a really exciting project. The agreement itself is specific to a new tenant that would be going in the grid to help make that possible. I'm here to answer any questions you might have on the agreement specifically. If you don't have questions on the agreement, though, I'd like to yield my time to Tony and let Tony give you a little bit of a background on the project itself, and then let Jenny and Odine talk about their project.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Mayor and Council, we're really happy to be here again tonight, and we appreciate your support in the past. We appreciate your support tonight. As we set forward with our vision for the grid, it became very clear to us that it was important to be inclusive, collaborative, and to impact the community. And as we set forth in that discussion with our team, the first tenant name that came to us was Cahoots. We didn't know Cahoots at that time, but we knew of Cahoots, and we knew of Jenny and Odine and their work, and we knew of the work of the Cahoots Foundation. I made that typical cold call to these guys, and we meshed pretty quickly. And it's an opportunity for us to move forward with something that's, we think, very dynamic in the downtown community. A step beyond Cahoots' involvement is that we've formed a partnership between our company, Cahoots, and Benedictine University that's going to impact young people in the city. I think Jenny will talk about that for a minute. But most importantly, that partnership will help nurture student entrepreneurs and future leaders of Mesa. And there's a warm spot in our heart for that whole piece. So we're thrilled to bring Cahoots to Mesa and to put that sign on our building very soon. So Jenny Poon and Odine Domingo, the founders of Cahoots.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having us. I'm really excited to share what we're doing. So Cahoots, if you don't know, is a co-working space, and co-working is essentially a shared workspace where a lot of entrepreneurs come together. In our specific space, we house about 250 different entrepreneurs and small businesses. We have about 175 different companies, and that's just in Central Phoenix. But what makes us really different is beyond just the physical space, we do a lot in our community. We're invested in the growth from the very beginning in high school to all the way up to second generation entrepreneurs who are, you know, in their second or third version of a startup. So what we're looking to do here in Mesa is to continue to expand this pipeline that we've figured out how to build in Phoenix. And that's from high school supporting entrepreneurs into college, which is where we've partnered with Benedictine University. And then as they go out and build their own different businesses, whether that be their first time or their second time or their third time, they have a home. And then we support underrepresented communities into getting into entrepreneurship. So we have a lot of free programs as well as meetup groups and networking groups to kind of be that connective tissue for entrepreneurs and business within a city. And so outside of our space, we do a lot of work in just being this hub for business and for a community to kind of come together. So that's the history. We were in Phoenix for 8 years, and we continue to be there. And this will be our first expansion city, and we're really, really excited to come to Mesa. There's just so much going on here, and we're excited to partner with everybody that's doing work at the ground level, the grassroots level, and then also the incredible support from the city here has been amazing for us to be successful and launching here. So I think that's all I wrote down to talk about, but thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. We're incredibly excited to be a part of Mesa's growth and the future of Mesa. I'm sorry, my voice is getting over the sickness.
I might add that as the innovation movement has begun to be discussed here in town, and the work with Brookings in the past month, the Cahoots Benedictine tie meshes with the concepts that we all heard just perfectly. And we think it's a tremendous step in that direction towards innovation.
Great. Thank you very much. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I'm going to agree with you strongly tomorrow as we talk about this at the State of the City address as well, because I think this is the perfect first step in our innovation district downtown. And thank you, Jenny, for being on the panel that discussed that with Brookings a couple of weeks ago. The smart thing from the city's point of view too is what we're doing. We've got an underutilized parking garage that right now is generating a minimal amount of income. This development is going to allow us to attract a lot more rental income off of that parking garage, while at the same time accomplishing a lot of other great goals that are going to help Benedictine and underserved folks in our community. So it's a win-win-win. The more you look into this, the better this deal looks. But thank you very much. Council, any questions? Yes, Jeremy.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Tony, for bringing Cahoots here. And I've talked to both of you guys plenty of times in the past. So welcome to Mesa. And we can't wait to see the amazing things you guys will bring here. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks again. Council, any additional questions? Okay, thank you. I think we're
thank
still.
You.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brady, do you have anything else? We're still working our way through the agenda for tonight's meeting. Council, any additional questions with agenda item 6? 7 is the introduction of ordinances, 8 is taking public comment, and 9 is a subdivision plat. So currently everything is on the consent agenda. Is that okay with everyone still? All right, if that's the case, then this will be a pretty short meeting. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Anything you'd like to share since our last meeting? Yes, Mr. Luna.
Just real quick, I want to thank the Transportation Department, the Bike and Ped program. We showed minions over at Redmond Park, and we had 350 people there. And thanks, Marisa, for making the minion hats. So thank you so much for doing that. And also this Saturday, I do have Heart Your Health event over at the Red Mountain Multi-Generation Center. So I expect a lot of people there. And we have a pickleball tournament.
Wow. Thank you. All right. Marisa really makes you look good, doesn't she?
She
does a lot of really good stuff. Mr. Freeman.
Thank you, Mayor. I wanted to thank staff. We had a water line break in District 1 this past weekend, and it was in the easement between two properties. 16-inch water main at probably 70 pounds PSI puts out a lot of water. So thankful for police and fire for thinking out of the box how to mitigate the water. They had transportation, I'm sure, was there, and Jake's team, and helped save some houses. And I mean, I stepped in there about 4:45, and the street was all cleaned, and everybody was really happy. There's a bunch of water residual things, but the residents were really happy with our response. So again, kudos to all the staff that did that. Thanks.
Great. Good story. Any other announcements? If not, Mr. Brady, can you help us with scheduling of future meetings and general information?
Sure, Mayor. Let me give you an update on our deceased animal pickup. Any animal, including small livestock that is under 150 pounds, is eligible. We ask residents to call us, leave the deceased animal at the curb, and we'll pick it up. There you go.
In the bag.
Curbside pickup. That's what we do.
Double bag.
Double.
Yeah. Wow.
So. Our next study session will be Thursday, February 8th at 7:30 a.m. Also, just a reminder, this Saturday, February 10th from 8 a.m. till noon is a household hazardous waste collection event at the East Mesa Service Center. So hopefully that's getting down to one of the last ones we have to have as we under construction for our recycling center out at that same location. So, or not at that location, at the Center Street location. So. Thank you.
So that's this Saturday?
There's the household hazardous waste is this Saturday, February 10th.
Great. So those are always popular events, but just to remind people, if you've got some scary stuff in your garage, paint or any type of chemical or something that you're nervous to dispose of, this is your opportunity.
And get there early because the lines,
right,
they get heavy, but we'll get there, and they move pretty quickly. So if you see a big long line, don't panic. They move pretty quickly, so we encourage everyone to be out there.
Great. Thank you. Well, if there's nothing else, Council, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Chris. Thank you, David. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.